beyond 88,000 with nearly 1.5 million confirmed cases. This is according to tallies by Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. Congress is in conflict over the next coronavirus aid package. The White House wants to pump $250 billion into a small business fund, but opposes Democrats' proposal to tack on billions for protective gear, food stamps, and to support state and local governments. An attempt for a Thursday vote in the Senate will pose a first test. Despite the urgency to act, it's a sudden breakdown over what all sides agree is need for federal help as the pandemic crisis rages through communities, both large and small, and Washington prepares to go beyond the $2.2 trillion aid package approved just 2 weeks ago. Even as coronavirus deaths mount across Europe and New York, the U.S. and other countries are starting to contemplate an exit strategy and thinking about a staggering and carefully calibrated easing of restrictions designed to curb the scourge. As one top French epidemiologist said, we're not going to go from black to white. We are going to go from black to gray. Deaths, hospitalizations, and new infections are leveling off in places like Italy and Spain. And even New York has seen encouraging signs amid the gloom. At the same time, politicians and health officials warn that the crisis is far from over and a catastrophic second wave could hit if countries let down their guard too soon. Meantime, the Chinese city at the heart of the global pandemic, Wuhan, has reopened after 76 days in lockdown. For more on this and other stories, check out our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Stocks are opening higher on Wall Street after the Federal Reserve launched its latest aggressive effort to support the economy through the coronavirus outbreak. The S&P 500